Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dove Pete across the way, rolling right up until 2. Mark Malusis with you, 888-808-1019. Obviously, it's been a lot of Giants and Jets. A couple weeks to go for them in the regular season. Obviously, two lost seasons for both locals, and Giant and Jet fans can't wait to ring in a new year and hopefully bigger things and bigger expectations in 2026. Fran Massapequa, New York, is up next to the fan. What's going on, Franny?
What's up, my man? How you doing? Hope the family, everybody's good.
Yeah, hanging in there, Fran.
Good. Me too, buddy. What time is it right now? Around 1 o'clock. Back in the old days, 1 o'clock. You remember on the FAN where it used to be?
What, on the overnights, Fran, are we talking about?
Yeah. No. Well, the overnights
were 1 o'clock with
you,
Mike
yes.
and Chris? Yeah. Yes, yeah, no doubt.
Mike and Chris,
hit the jingle.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to do it. I love you. You go back a long way, man. You're one of the good guys, man. But listen, I'm in a weird spot. You want me to talk about, real quick, baseball or football first, my team?
Whatever you'd like, Fran.
All right, real quick. I'll go start with the baseball. I'm just going to throw it out there real quick and then go right to my football.
Okay.
I'm done with the Mets, okay? That's my opinion. That's my choice. I'm a diehard, love Pete Alonso. I was heartbroken with Seba was gone. I put up with them for 100 years. I am following Alonso. And that's who I'm rooting for, and his team. That's that.
Now I got Fran, if the Mets are playing well this upcoming season,
it doesn't matter. I hope they win the World Series because
you'll be on the Shea Bridge. You'll be wearing your right jersey. Locked in.
Mark, I swear to God, I will not. I hope if they win the World Series for their fans, they deserve it. But they broke my heart. I look at it like a relationship with a girl. I can only take so much. You can only throw me to the curb so many times.
Yeah, but Fran, okay.
Fran, you bring up
the relationship.
Yes.
Like, usually when a relationship comes to an end.
Yes.
There are signs. Like, it doesn't stun you when the relationship comes to an end.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe you stop telling each other you love them. Maybe you don't go on date nights anymore. Whatever it might be, you don't take the time to continue to evolve the marriage, the relationship, whatever it might be. Right? There are signs, right? You grow tired, like it doesn't usually hit you like unless your significant other cheats on you. But it doesn't really hit you like that, right? So there were signs. The Mets didn't want to pay Alonso and give him a long-term deal last offseason.
I understand that.
Stearns was not a big Alonzo guy. He didn't want to invest in him. Pete talking about after they got eliminated by, you know, last day of the regular season, you know, that he wanted a 7-year contract. Like, it was never going to happen here in New York.
Okay, that's fine, Mark. That's great. That's their business. Let's move on to the Bears. I made up my mind, so no problem. And yeah, I agree with you, but not my opinion is my opinion. I'm doing what I'm doing.
You're done.
I can't stand them. 1,000%, and I don't wish bad on them, because they got the fans, Mets fans, are some of the best in the world. They take a beating with the Yankees, the spoiled, rotten fans they got to listen to. The Yankees are so spoiled. But anyway, I want to talk about the Bears. A lot of haters out there, and I think now I can finally open my big mouth, because we did make the playoffs, correct?
Yeah.
Right, it's official. We're in the playoffs. I just wanted to make sure of that before I open my mouth. I understand where we're at. I understand we're like 28th in run defense, 26th in run defense, blah, blah, blah. I know all of that. But sometimes there's something special.
Oh, yeah.
And even, and there's that season where it's just special. And you might not win the championship, but it's just so special. And this is one of those years with the Bears. I understand the quarterback's 58%, but it just seems to all be working, Moose.
No, Fran, I get it. I get it. You know, when you think about, like, the magical type of years, and, you know, Dove will remember this, when Mike and Chris were doing their things, and Mike, we used to drive Russo crazy all the time when the Yankees were going through those dynastic days. But before the dynastic days began, Mike would always play a song when it come playoff time. It was Pink Cadillac. He used to play it time and time again, you know, during the course of the postseason. And it was great. It was fun because the Yankees were on this kind of, I think it was Aretha Franklin, Pink Cadillac, and the Yankees were going on this unbelievable run, right? And the magic of 96. 98 was kind of a tour de force after they lost in 97 to Sandy Alomar and the Cleveland Indians at the time. But then they won 98, 99, 2000. But the Bears have been on that kind of magic carpet ride this year. I mean, that was a miraculous victory that they had against the Commanders on Saturday night. Let's head out to Bayshore we go. Oh, no, you know what? Let's head out to Queens. It's Robert. It's the fan. What's going on, Robert?
Moose, thanks so much. Moose, you do a great job. And, you know, you bring up years of old. I think it would only be right for me to acknowledge and to thank Dove for all of his years.
No doubt.
He's been through so much, and he's been a staple. You know, he's been fodder for some of the guys there, but his music, his everything about him, he was class. He is WFAN. He was there from the beginning. And I just want you to know, as one of the guys who loves all the guys in FAN, especially the guys behind the glass, he was there for the sweater and the schmoozer, and he was there for Art Russ Jr., and he was there. He was there for all of them from the beginning. So from the bottom of my heart, we wish Dove the best of everything and a sincere thank you. Moose, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you got it, Robert. And everything you said is true. And I've known, listen, I'm going to work with Dove again tomorrow, and I'm going to be working, filling in up until the 31st. So this is not goodbye, but, you know, I interned at WFAN summer of 98. I came back and started working at WFAN, late August of 2000. But you think about, like, the guys then, you know, the old Kaufman Astoria Studios in Queens. We were there, and we were in the basement, ground level, and everybody was kind of on top of each other. And you walked into that newsroom, and, you know, you had Imus and Charles McCord and Bernard McGurk. And if you happened to be working that shift, and you had Dove, and you had Eddie Scazzeri, and you had Eric Spitz, you had Steve Cohen. Like, it was just crazy, you know, the kind of family atmosphere that he had at that time. And, it was an unbelievable experience. For somebody that was, you know, coming out of Syracuse, to be able to experience that, especially being able to work at a radio station like WFAN, and then be to intern there, and then eventually be able to work behind the scenes, then be lucky and blessed enough to be able to work on the air on WFAN. And Dove cares, you know, and takes great pride in the work that he's done here at WFAN. You know, loves the sound of great sports talk radio, is always trying to put whoever he is working with in a position to go out there and be as successful as they possibly can. We'll be open and honest. We'll tell you when it's good. We'll tell you when it's not. But you appreciate that. I have nothing but love for Dove Kramer and the relationship and friendship that we have built over the years.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's no doubt. 100%. Now, the emails sometimes go a little over the top, but...
A lot of things should go over the top sometimes.
No, I understand. Dove, you know I love you. You know that. You're the best. An absolute legend. And one of the guys obviously the foundational piece to this radio station. Bayshore, it's Chris. It's the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Mark. It's great to talk to you as always. I got an interesting perspective from a Giants fan's point of view. I mean, I'm old enough to clearly remember the four Super Bowls. So I think when we look at these last 10 years or so, whatever it is, more than that, it's kind of like you don't want to really, you know, you feel terrible, but you realize how lucky you are. And so it's kind of a tough spot. But in looking forward to what you think they want to do, I think they really got to take as much risk out of this as they can. They got to go with sure things. I agree that the getting off the dart thing is nuts. Get an established guy in there. Get somebody in there that knows what they're doing and go from there.
Yeah, they need an adult in the room. And not saying that Daboll wasn't. They need somebody where you minimize the learning curve. You know, you just do. And someone that is going to appreciate or understand and maybe not have the rapport, the relationship with the media. And not saying that Daboll was antagonistic, but, you know, you grow tired of the word clutches. You grow tired of the Belichickian answers that you get post-game. You know, and I think that, you know, people that, you know, are either coaching or playing have to understand that, you know, media is part of the process. I mean, it really is. And you know, they're there to obviously, write about the team, good and bad, right, everything that's right, going through it. They're obviously there to get clicks and sell newspapers, but they're there to do their job. And the media is there as well, to kind of tell the fans, those that invest their time, hard earned money, into your organization to be fans about exactly what is going on, good and bad, with that respective franchise. So, I don't think Dave's helped himself with the way that he helped. But in the end, really, everything goes away if you win. Like, you just didn't win enough. I mean, you got to win football games. And you need answers. You need solutions. Things have got to change. If they're not changing, then you have to go in a different direction.
Yeah, well, I think in his case, I think that was kind of clear. And I think there was a point where, and I don't know how many games, obviously the Denver game after they beat Philly, and you're feeling, you're riding so high, and the next thing you know, it's literally surreal to watch that game, how that went down. But I think there was a point where even he kind of switched, and you could hear it in his responses, to almost knowing that he was kind of like a dead man walking. And I think that kind of was clear. I don't know if it was told to him or he just put the pieces together or whatever. But I just think that, yeah, just usually him and Judge and whatever it might be, I think, in Kafka's defense, I mean, I sounds like a great guy, except for obviously the hard knocks, fake speech. But I mean, the way he deals with reporters, and it looks like how he deals with his players. I mean, he's an upbeat guy, and he's a guy that, you know, you don't mind listening to. And it seems like he's so sincere. He seems like a good dude. It's just that the other stuff may not be falling into place. But yeah, it all goes. That's why it's so challenging to find the right guy, I guess.
Well, it is. I mean, Chris, it's not easy, and especially when you're dealing with everything that goes along with being the head coach here in New York with the Giants. Malvern, we go. It's Sonny. It's the fan. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, Moose. Missed you Saturday morning. Sorry about that. For the Giant talk, wasn't available.
I know, Sonny. You're basically the top of the list when we go to the callers. Hopefully everything's okay, but appreciate it, Sonny.
Thank you. And if I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you, the wife, the boys, obviously. So,
yeah, you as well, Sonny.
Thanks. One thing about Crimson Tide and then the Giants. My Crimson Tide big win on Friday night. You give them a chance, Moose, against Indiana?
I get concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to move the ball effectively enough. That's a really good Indiana defense. It's not just Mendoza and what they are offensively. You know, in Oklahoma, you know, I think they started to feel their oats a little bit when it was 17-0. I mean, to go on the kind of run that they did, that Alabama did on Friday night is just remarkable. You know, and the pick six was the tour de force at the end of the first half. It just was. And I have no idea where John Mateer was throwing the football for the Oklahoma Sooners there. He got confused, I think, by the coverage of the Alabama Crimson Tide. But, you look at it, do I give him a chance against Indiana? I do. I don't know how big of a chance. And I think there are a lot of people that are probably going to give the Tide a bigger chance based on the program and the fact that they're a blue blood college football program.
Yeah, my only thing that concerns me with Alabama is their running game. I think Simpson is back. I don't know if you know, most people don't. Only people inside the walls of Tuscaloosa know that Simpson's back was bad the last four games. That's why he hasn't been playing up to par. You know, in the middle of the season, they beat four of the top 20 teams in college football. So if they play at that level, moves, I give them a really good chance. Anyway, about the Giants, listen, a couple of callers ago was talking about the mechanics of Dart. Listen, he was confused. He's a rookie. He played against a great defensive coordinator who confused them, and he only threw the ball 13 times, and they had like three drops.
Yeah, I mean, Sonny, we're now to the point where we're over dissecting things. We just are.
Yeah,
I mean, they threw the ball 13 times. Now all of a sudden, well, Dart is not carrying this team on his back. He's not Josh Allen, Superman. So something's wrong. Let's go find somebody else. I mean, it's just. But I get it. It's been a long year. You've been driven batty a little bit, I think it gets to a point where the Giant fan is screaming for the finish line. I think there's probably a number of those Giant players in that locker room that are screaming for the finish line as well.
Yeah, and listen, I hate to say it, Moose, because you know me. I'm a diehard Giant fan, number one here. But I'm not going to be heartbreaking if they lose. I really want those picks. I think it's important
because there's
so many holes to fill. And we got to start getting rid of players. Slayton, how many times are you going to watch him drop a ball? We got to get rid of him. We got to get rid of a couple other players. The effort is just not there. We do have talent, obviously, and I want those picks are so important, Moose, and I think we can get a boatload if we finish number one, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think, the Giants are going to beat the Raiders. The Raiders are god-awful. They're terrible. And Jackson Dart, you think Jackson Dart wants to lose? Hell no.
No, he doesn't.
We'll see what happens.
Whatever happens, he doesn't. But, I mean, if you lose to the Raiders, I mean, Dart might not play against the Cowboys.
Yeah, and Moose,
Jameis could go out there and beat Dallas. You got a Joe Milton sighting for the Cowboys against the Chargers at the end of that game yesterday. I know there are a lot of Joe Milton fans in the audience. I got one on Sunday morning. Yeah, what else you got, Sonny?
Yeah, do you believe, I don't know if he limited because of, the confusion of Flores was presenting. You know, he could confuse veteran quarterbacks, but You like the fact that he only threw 13 times and he only had two design runs?
No, I said it earlier on in the program, Sonny. I think they were afraid of him getting a hit with the design runs, but I didn't love... I know they wanted to go in trying to run the football. I just didn't love the fact that you're limiting your quarterback to that degree, where you're not attempting a pass for the betterment of the entire first half. Now, maybe that's a question. We're going to wear him down. We're going to run the football, then set up the pass later on. I didn't love it. Now, they end up losing the game 16-13, and a couple things fell their way. They end up winning the game, but I didn't love the game plan by Kafka. I didn't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
North Arlington, New Jersey. James, the fan. What's going on, James?
Mark, are you still going to be in the bullpen? We're still going to hear you doing different days and weekends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's why I wanted to ask you, because you haven't really said that. So it's great being a bullpen guy. I mean, you're always ready to go.
Yeah, well, most times, yeah, for sure.
So
every day, Eddie Guardado.
What's wrong with that? So I know everyone's talking about Dart. The only thing I like to mention about him is not his ability, but unfortunately, I hope he doesn't have the Miami quarterback's head, because we can't underestimate toughness. And if we look back at some of our great quarterbacks, when I say "our," I mean Eli Manning. I mean he could take a beating. Phil Simms. I mean he could have been a boxer. That's how many times he got hit. So do you think that Dart has the head? And I just want to wish a final happy Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah, and a Merry Christmas to you also. But what do you think that he has a head that won't be too many concussions over the years? Sometimes that's a problem, like in boxing, like Arturo Gatti. I mean, well, unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but he could take a beating. I mean, there's been some great boxers who could take a beating. And
James,
James,
is your question asking me if I can grade out whether or not Jackson Dart can take repeated hits to the head and be able to keep on moving?
I guess you personally can't, but I mean, I wonder if there's a way that the team can almost, I know you can't look at someone's skull until they're dead, and that's kind of sad that there's really no test for that yet, but is there anything that they can maybe see in him that maybe they've seen in other players who necessarily don't have basically a glass jaw?
Yeah, James, I think if, I mean, we're digging deep. We really are. I mean, it has been, now all of a sudden I'm getting calls about, and happy holidays to you as well, James, whether or not you can do some kind of analytical system or medical, put him through the, whether or not he's going to have the ability to continue to take blows to the head as the season goes along, or whether or not he has a glass jaw. I'll tell you, I don't think people really understand just how violent and physical the National Football League is. Like, I really don't. I think we're all human beings. You know, I'm made, even though I don't have the same DNA, we don't have the same personality. Structurally, though, and I'm not 6'3", 6'4", structurally, though, you know, we're all born, some are men, some are women, but we're all born the same way, right? We're all made up of the same matter. So if you're in the NFL and you have a guy flying to you, that's got 4.3 speed and or 4.4 speed, whatever it might be, 4.3, 4.4, 4.5. I mean, it's indiscernible when you're looking at us. I mean, when we're grading out, obviously it means something in the National Football League. That's why you have those. Well, that's why you go through the entire draft process in the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. But think about the speed and someone tees you up and you go helmet to helmet hit. I don't care whether you have a glass jaw, don't have a glass jaw. If you can take a punch, can't take a punch, you're going to suffer a concussion on a helmet to helmet hit. I mean, that's it. But that's where we're at now in terms of breaking down Jackson Dart. I would say this, put it to you this way. I'll put this in the simplest form possible. Imagine having not a stallion, you know, having a horse that's out there in the prairie, physically gifted, and you have to break the horse, which is, means you have to train the horse. And I'm not comparing, well, I kind of am comparing Jackson Dart to an animal, but he just needs an adjustment to the style and fashion which he plays. All the physical tools and the talent is there, mentally and physically. He just can't throw himself into harm's way like he's been known to do, whether it be in high school or in college. That is it. So you don't turn away from that. You lean into that and you develop the player. Pat in Weston, Connecticut. I don't know if that made sense. We tried. It's, you know, it's a Monday afternoon. It's the holidays. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mark. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it,
you know,
Pat.
I just wanted to ask you, do you think these coaches are going for these fourth downs so they could pound their chests and say, hey, I was being aggressive, when they're taking points, you know, these short field goals that they're passing up 2-3 times a game, that's 6-9 points. And then at the end of the game, you're going for a touchdown instead of kicking a field goal to win it. I mean, it just seems like they're protecting their butt to be able to say, well, I was aggressive. When you're giving up the game by not taking points. Points is what wins games.
It does, unless you feel as a head coach, the touchdown, the field goal really isn't going to get you closer to winning. It's going to get you closer to losing, and you need to score touchdowns. Also, if you're going to bring up the Kafka example, I think he's trying to set a tone and a temperament about what he is going to be as a head coach, is being uber aggressive. And I think the younger minds, when you look at the National Football League, don't look at fourth down like we used to look at it 20 or 30 years ago. They don't look at it as being three downs to gain 10 yards, depending on where you are in the field. They're not going to be, you know, they're not going to pull what Andy Reid did consistently when you're deep in your own end a couple of weeks ago, but the Chiefs were desperate. But if you are right around midfield, you know, you might have the opportunity and say, you know, given the nature of the game, who you're going up against, if you're discernibly more talented than the other team, then you're not going to go out there and help the other team. But if you feel like it's an evenly matched team, or you know, you go into that game as a little bit of an underdog from a scouting perspective when you're talking to your coaching staff and looking at it, and you need to be uber aggressive, then you're going to go out there and be uber aggressive. But I think analytically, people don't look at fourth down as the end all be all. They look at it as just another opportunity to go out there and finish, continue the drive.
I guess it's just the quality of the defenses. And, you know, back in the old day, I'm 66. So, you know, I mean, they wouldn't even go for a fourth and a half a yard back in, you know, the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, it's just different. Well, I mean, everything's different. It's a passing league. You can't compare it to then, where it was predominantly a, you know, running game for the most part, not all the time. I mean, it's a passing league. The league is involved. So, you know, they want you to go out there and throw the football. Points wins. And, you know, a lot of coaches feel like kicking field goals. Yeah, you want to get points up on the scoreboard. Here's where the one thing early on in the game, which I, you know, believe, is that, you know, you want to crack the scoreboard early. So if that ends up mean where you have to settle for a field goal early on in that game, then you do. Because I think when you don't, and say you don't convert on the fourth down, then you're chasing points the rest of the game. EJ in Long Island. What's going on, EJ?
Hey, Bruce. How are you? Happy holidays to you and your family. So it's the end of the season. The Giants have the first or second draft pick. They fire Shane and they hire Mark Melusis as their GM. With that pick,
yeah,
as a GM, what are you going to do? Are you going to trade for more picks? Are you going to go start offensive linemen? Where are you going with that pick?
I would move back in the draft. I would, if I had the first overall pick, I would move back.
For more picks,
correct.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would, what I would want to happen is what I mentioned to a caller earlier in the show, EJ, is that I've got my quarterback. I've got to figure out my head coach. And I will have figured out my head coach by the time the draft rolls around. I want two or three teams to have the apple of their eye is Mendoza.
Okay. So, area of need for Giants, what do you think?
I need to find a secondary wide receiver to go along with Malik Nabers coming off a torn ACL. The running back room is figured out. As long as Cam Scataboo is going to be healthy week number one. I don't know if his running style is sustainable to have a 10 or 11 year career, but I think for the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, I think I'm going to get the best version of Cam Scataboo. I need an elite level corner, a corner that's got elite speed at 4.3. that I know that can be a lockdown corner that can go out there and travel. I've got edge rushers. I don't need another edge rusher. You know, Thibodeau is not what I expected him to be out of Oregon, but I think he's a starting linebacker as long as he can physically hold up. But I've got edge rushers in Abdul Carter and Brian Burns, and then I can build off of that depth behind it. But if you're asking me for needs for this team, I would look at offensive line. I would not look at offensive line probably early in the draft. I'd look at wide receiver. I'd look at elite level corner.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you got it, EJ. Appreciate the call. Let's head out to Rockland County. It's Ramon. It's the fan. What's going on, Ramon?
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk about why the Yankees don't fire Aaron Boone. I think that he's made a lot of bad decisions as a manager. And us as Yankee fans, we've always been trying to get a championship or bust. There's been managers that have been fired because they didn't win at the highest level. Where we've been here 9 seasons, and I feel like he's wasted opportunities for us to win championships.
Yeah, Ramon, but they don't. What have I told you that they don't grade out that way anymore? The grading system has changed for the Yankees. Ramon, you're preaching to the choir. I love it. You know, I'm hair on the back of my neck stood up. Like, I'm excited. Like, yeah. I mean, held accountable, championship or bust. That's the way the Yankees don't grade it out. They don't look at it that way anymore.
I just hate, where's the platform? Why can't Aaron Boone come out and take some accountability? There's always these rumors, it's the front office that's making the decisions. And then he comes out and says, no, that's a bunch of stuff. So then you're the one. I would have fired him after he put in Nestor Cortez in the game, in the World Series, and I got to watch Freddie Freeman hit a home run off a dude. Look up Freddie Freeman's stats against lefties that year before that matchup, and he just left Nestor Cortez, who hasn't pitched in 2 months.
Yeah, it's still a line from Joe Girardi, not what you want. I mean,
Joe Girardi.
I get it, but Girardi, the Yankees had an issue with Girardi because of his personality and wore down over the course of time. So there are positives when you look at Boone, when you look at the modern-day MLB manager. And I'm not going to tell you that he's a guy that just following out marching orders, but he's got a seat at the table, as does everybody else. And that's the way baseball is looked at. Analytics plays a significant and heavy role, and there's others that play a role in terms of the lineup, given the pitcher that they're going up against that night, given the matchup of the weekend and everything. Now, you want to say the fundamentals on this team, that's an organizational issue. You know, you could fire the base running coach all you want. You know, that's an organizational issue. You want to talk about this team being bad defensively? Well, that's set down by the organization as well. You want to look at Boone and say, well, he's got to improve that? Yeah, I would agree with that. But that's a systemic issue when you look at the Yankees as a whole. When you look at the team that's put together, I mean, that's put together by Brian Cashman and company. I don't disagree with you about the expectations, but I think you also have to look at the manager and the role the manager plays in baseball in 2025, soon to be 2026, as compared to the role the manager played 20 or 30 years in baseball. And there is a significant difference between the one and the two.
Yeah, I hear you, because it's just frustrating watching the regular season games, and he's making crazy pitching changes when he doesn't need to, and then he'll keep a guy like Devin Williams to blow, or Clay Holmes to blow 5 saves in a row before you want to make a change, and then we're missing out on the AL East by 2 games at the end, and it's like, oh man, yo, we were right where we wanted to be.
Ramon, I get it. I get it, but is Devin Williams' failure year one as a Yankee, is that a Boone issue, or is that an organizational issue? I mean, they did everything they could. They even changed the hair policy to try and make Devin Williams as comfortable as he possibly could. Still, it obviously did not work. Like, there are positives, and I like Aaron. I told him, you know, in the locker room after the Yankees lost to the Dodgers in 5 games, they didn't like the way that series ended. But he was meet and greeting with every member of the media as everyone waited for Juan Soto to address the media. I told him I thought he did a hell of a job, and I thought he did. But I get that the Yankee fan wants nothing changes. Everything stays one and the same. They'll tell you how upset they are. There's no reaction to it. Do I think the Yankee failures and do I think, you know, are all on the manager? No. I think there are positives and yet negatives when you look at Boone. I think the biggest positive for Aaron Boone is his ability to go out there and handle players. The fact that he's coming from a perspective of being a former player and deal with everything that comes along with being a Yankee manager and handling the media in the style and fashion in which he does. There's no negative headlines that come along with it. And handling players in today's day and age of professional sports know, is a job in and of its own with the amount of money that guys are making. I don't fault them. Listen, nobody wants to show up and watch Hal Steinbrenner or Steve Cohen play baseball. So, you know, I don't fault guys. I don't fault Soto for making the money, Judge for making the money, Max Fried for making the money, Garrett Cole making the money. No, I fault organizations for overspending on players that aren't necessarily worth the money that they spend on them. And then the expectations, like I would never have given Carlos Rodon $162 million, but the Yankees did. But Boone is here, and there are, as much as you want to lean negative toward Aaron Boone, there are positives to what he brings to the organization as well. And his ability to go out there and be part of it, work with a lot of people, handle a lot of egos, handle a lot of the players, and for the organizational mantra of being competitive, being a playoff team, outside of the year when they went 82-80, when they lost Judge to that foot injury, toe injury they suffered in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, and the team doesn't bottom out. They don't. Is it good enough for you, Ramon? No. Is it good enough for me? No. I want more. I'd like the Yankees to go out there and win a World Series, not just get there. 140, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
888-808-1019. Let's head out to New Providence. Maddie, what's going on, Maddie?
What's going on, Mark? How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Maddie. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, first off, you're a class act. Love to listen. All the best to the family. Enjoy hockey in Lake Placid whenever that goes on. I simply wanted to congratulate you on your medical degree for Jackson Dart head trauma.
We've reached this point of the season. That's it. Like, we're comparing Jackson Dart to middleweight and lightweight fighters, and whether or not he could take a punch.
Now,
how about this? Don't take the hits.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Stick with what you got. Fix the rest.
That's it. I mean, don't compound the problem by creating a new issue. You found the answer. You found don't open up a new can of worms. I've got enough holes in the boat that I'm trying to fix. I already plugged one. The most important one. I found my franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Let the Jets have them problems.
I'm with you, Matty. I mean, I really am. And appreciate the sentiment and appreciate the call. And it'll be fun. I don't even know if I'm making the trip to Lake Placid. The big trip is Quebec in February for Jackson for a Pee Wee tournament. That's been 2 years in the making. Omar, Brooklyn, what's going on, Omar?
How are you? Good afternoon. Mark, two things I want to do. First, I want to talk a little bit. I want to call my Knicks fans. I'm happy that they won the NBA Cup.
Yes.
And the way Brunson, after winning the game and going past Wembanyama, because he had something to say about the Knicks, he didn't say a word. He just walked past by him and gave him a look. The talker. And my points to all the Knicks fans, they were talking about Tibbs. I love Tibbs, what he has done to the Knicks. But there is mum when they have that four-game road. They haven't won in a road. And they were talking about they are not mentally or physically tough. And how that not even a single call you guys have received about Tibbs. That is called coaching to its uttermost level, that nobody even talks about how good the Knicks offensively look. There is not even, I have seen Knicks for the last 35 years.
Yeah.
There is never, never.
Omar, are you more excited about the Knicks or the Bills with the wide open AFC? No Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson in all likelihood. You got old man Aaron Rodgers. You got Bo Nix. Herbert with his fractured left hand.
Okay, the excitement.
C.J. Stroud, who doesn't want to get in the way of his defense down in Houston. I mean, you got to be excited. I mean, it's got to be your time. It's got to be your time for the Buffalo Bills.
Before I say how much excited, I'm more excited because the Super Bowl comes before May and June playoffs, so I'm more excited about the Bills. And I want to say, right now I was seeing, at this particular time, right now, how the standing is, whatever it changes, that all the standings can change because nobody has claimed nothing, basically, except the playoff spots. But the seeding can be changed in AFC and NFC. So the last 2 weeks, everybody's playing for their guns to get the seedings. So let me ask you right now, if you have to pick one team in AFC and one team in NFC. Right now, I think the three teams that I think... are a real AFC contenders and can win the Super Bowl: Los Angeles Chargers, Buffalo Bills, and Houston Texans. These are my three. Out of these three, one team can go to the Super Bowl. Not Denver Broncos, even Jacksonville Jaguars are close, but I still think they are a little bit soft side. The three tough teams are Houston Texans, Buffalo Bills, and Los Angeles Chargers. And I was talking about Broncos. I was not in a New England Patriots. It's not the same that you can say they are. And NFC side.
What, Rams and Seahawks?
Los Angeles Rams or Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yes, I still think Eagles have a tougher experience. And they, until you beat the champions, they are the champions.
Omar. If I had to pick a team right now in the AFC, I said about a month ago, I'd take Houston. That would be the team I'd take because of their defense. And the NFC, I would take either the Rams or the Seahawks, but I'd probably side with McVay and the Rams. You guys are smiling across the way. Did I mess up?
Not at all, but had you ever before heard an Omar call where he didn't build that energy?
No, I was a little concerned. He was calm the other way. It was almost like he was in a doctor's office or something where he could talk, but he wasn't screaming.
I'll tell you why, because off air, when he talks, he was going off on his rants and tangents. I'm like, all right.
I love Omar. I love the energy that he brings. He like yells like my youngest son, Gregory, always screaming.
Apparently got it out with Pete screening the call.
Yeah, then he came on the airwaves and he was like sedated. I was like, are you all right? Is everything okay? But he's fired up about the Knicks, didn't show that kind of emotion. And, you know, it's got to be, if you're a Bills fan, it's got to be now or never. I mean, it really does. Last call, Vinny, Orange County. What's up, Vinny?
the Yankee fan has to come to grips with the fact that their goal is no longer the goal of the organization. So Boone is doing exactly what they want him to do. It used to be World Series win or bust. Then it was get in World Series or bust. Now it's playoffs or bust. So their goal has changed, and you can understand it. They run it as a business. They don't really care that the fans' goal is not their goal anymore. They fill the place. They make tons of money, even though Hal says he doesn't. And he and Cashman are doing exactly
you're 100%
exactly
right.
What they want.
Yeah, where are you running? Go hit the close. It's time to go. Yeah, organizational goals have changed. Pete, how would you grade out the show? A, B, C, D. What would you say?
Give it a B plus.
Thanks, Dove.
A or A minus.
Oh. Love you, Dove. Thank you. I feel good about myself. Proud as a peacock. Look at that, Dove. Anyway, thanks to you guys on the phones. Really enjoyed it. Have yourself a tremendous rest of your Monday afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10. Happy holidays, one and all. Evan Roberts comes your way next, right here, where else? The Fan in New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.